What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Alex Duenas podcast, Lion's Den. So used to that. With your host, the Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm going to tell you how it is, and I'm going to personify the teaching. What does that mean, Alex? It means whatever I'm going through, you're going to go through it at one point in your life. Really? Yeah, it's just human nature. We're not that different, honestly. But what makes us different and what separates us is how we deal with the problems. Okay, so I want to call this podcast Getting Through Rough Times, Going Through Rough Times When Things Are Rough, When Things Are Tough, right? Because I believe more people go through tough times than great times. That's just the only way we grow. And I do, sometimes I want to punch myself in the face and be like, shut the fuck up with the growing. Because when you're not always in the phase of like growth, it's so easy to look from the outside in, you know, like, hey, you're whatever you're going through, keep pushing. Meanwhile, when you're in it and it's painful, you're like, go fuck yourself. This sucks. Right? Everyone's like, oh, it's okay. You got this. You're going through a breakup. You keep pushing, you know, or you know somebody that's going through a breakup. You're like, you know what? Got to keep your head up high, right? Because you're like, yeah, you know, you're not experiencing the pain. But when you're in it, you're like, shut up. I'm trying to. I know, you know, it's like, it's not common sense, but it's like, I know, I gotta keep going, head up high. It's not them. It's not me, it's them. Or maybe you lost a job. Maybe the gym has been getting really difficult and you're not seeing what you want and you're just upset. Or maybe one thing after another is just not going right. That's actually what happened to me. You know, I came back from Miami. I went to Miami this past weekend and I had a really great time. I got to see a friend of mine. I got to go walk around. I got to look at apartments. I got to eat some good food. I got to see my family. And overall, like, I had a really great time. You know, I didn't drink, obviously. I still woke up at 3 a.m., still did my thing. And I came back yesterday. And man, yesterday was just a tough day. Like, mentally, I get home, I go right into, like, TikTok Live, and I'm doing my TikTok Live. As soon as I'm done, like, had some cancellations. I'm trying to adjust the situation with the apartment, submit application. I got to make sure that I get approved for that. Meanwhile, I have to get somebody to sublease my apartment, so I have to look for somebody to take over my lease that's only 4 months long, and then they'll have to move. So then I had to do that, and then my place is a mess. I'm feeling like maybe this tiredness. I'm bitching. I'm not complaining, but I'm letting you know, like, what personifying and teaching. I'm just letting you know that what I go through. Even though some people might look at me like, man, you're so positive, you're a beast. I'm a beast. I know I'm a fucking animal, but I gotta let you know that I'm not that different than you at times. You know, come on, car. And so that's what I'm trying to ultimately get at. Like, I go through all this shit, and the only way I can really. The only way you can kind of understand me and kind of realize that, oh, fuck, he goes through shit too, is by me telling you what I'm going through. I'm not trying to play the victim here. Anyways, back to the story. And so I'm over here, and I'm like, man, I got all this going on. And part of me, like, I have to make sure certain things work out. Like, think about it. I have to make sure they accept me. Once they accept me, I'm trying to get out of here in 2 weeks. Then I have to find someone to come take over my sublease and pay at least $2,000 so they can do the guarantor and $1,000 for all my stuff, because I'm leaving it all furnished. All meanwhile, I still got to work and call clients, and I still got to make sure my clients are good. Then I got to get on coaching calls. So there's a lot of moving pieces all while, on top of this icing on the cake, I'm still emotionally hurt from this one situationship not turning into a relationship. All right, like, I was talking to this girl, and, like, it just didn't work out. And, like, I still feel like, you know when you like someone and it doesn't work out, you're like, ah, oh, god damn it, now I have to go through this fucking baloney, you know? And honestly, I've gone through this now 3 times in the past, like, less than a year. You know, where you like someone and it doesn't work out. And it doesn't work out for me. And I'm like, ah, dude, this sucks dick, dude. And then you have to go through this emotional. And then you all, like, I've gotten over every single one of them, you know, but it takes time. And so on top of everything I got going on with work, moving, all this, I got this emotional pain in my heart where I'm like, ah, man, it makes it tough, man. And so what do we do? What do we do? What do we do when all this shit is going on? Like, now that I've set you a foundation, tell you everything that I'm going through, so you can be like, okay, he's going through some certain things. What is my thought process? My thought process is this. Do not do anything that's going to give you, that's going to make you take a back step. I've thought about drinking, all right? I've thought about, like, just going to a festival and, like, just vibing out, you know? Even being in Miami, I still stayed very disciplined because I'm like, I'm not going to fuck my shit up. But even being in Brickell for, like, a second, I'm like, how's my friend Bianca? I'm like, what if we do get a drink? You know, and it's just like, ultimately, like, I just think about all this, or maybe I should eat more food. What I'm seeking is to, like, just feel better because I'm going through this shit, you know? But I'm like, stick to your workouts. Don't do anything that's going to make you take a back step. Because all I would be doing is just sidelining the pain that I'm going through. And it's tough, you know, because you believe in God so much. And you're like, God, like, I did so good. I was being such a fucking great guy. Why did it not work out? Like, and then sometimes you feel like you're not enough. And so all these negative thoughts go into your mind. I was squatting today. And in my hamstring, I tore my hamstring like over a year ago, almost 2 years now. I'm pretty sure 2 years. And it flared up. So my leg got swollen. This is literally like an hour ago. My leg got swollen. I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to get a good workout in right now, dog. So it's like a domino effect. Like fucking one thing from another thing. And I just did my calves. And then I just put some, I was listening to someone speak to me, like my guy Wes Watson. Like, I don't really listen to music. I listen to him speak to me, some mindset training. And I put some music on that I haven't listened to in a while, some techno sets by Vinny Vici. And like, I started feeling so much better. And it brought me back to realize like how much I love music. And for that exact reason, like, no matter what you're going through in life, music will always make you feel, if you pick the right music, it'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel like music to me is love. And so when I listen to music and I feel better, it lifts my spirits up and it makes me realize like it's the only thing that really makes me happy, because it just never goes away. You can always have it. You can always listen to it and it can always make you feel better. So just know that whenever you're going through this, my only thought is do not do things that are just going to fucking, you're just trying to sideline the pain you're going through. It's very hard sometimes to have faith in God because you're just going through all this, but I truly believe if I wasn't going through what I'm going through right now, which isn't catastrophic, right? I wouldn't be trying to move to Miami. And so I always believe that the pain that we're going through, it's always trying to make us better. And if you can just focus on not taking a back step, not sidelining it with just lust, alcohol, weed, food, and you just stay on, okay, I'm going to work out, I'm going to make my money, I'm going to produce podcasts, I'm going to do whatever it is that you're doing. Focus on that and make it better, if anything. Do not start trying to do things that make you feel softer or that numb the pain. That's not going to help you at all. And that's why I'm still here. I'm like, let me just focus on other people. Podcasts, YouTube, work, clients, getting new customers. Let me just focus on that. Because if you sit there and you focus on why it didn't work out, why it didn't happen to me, why did it go this way, like all these bad scenarios that do not help you at all, you're going to fuck yourself. You're going to be fucking miserable, you know? So keep pushing forward. Happens to the best of us. I'm just going to keep pushing and do my best not to be too much of a victim. Why did it happen to me? Because that's not going to help us at all. And so keep pushing, my friend. I'm right there with you, all right? And I'm putting this podcast out because I believe we're all going to go through harder times and better times. This is how life is. And I want to make sure that you listen to this podcast and you have some hope that even a man like me, who's disciplined as a motherfucker, positive as a motherfucker, still goes through his own battles on a daily basis. And the best thing I can teach you is how to persevere and not quit, okay? Nothing but love. God bless you.